father died, I was very young. My father sold me while yet my tongue could scarcely cry. Weep, 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 weep. So your chimneys I sweep and in suit I sleep. There's little Tom Daygray who cried when his head that curled like a lamb's back was shaved. So I said, hush up, never mind it, for when your head's bare, you know that the suit cannot spoil your white hair. And so he was quiet, and that very night, as Tom was asleep, he had such a sight that thousands of sweepers in Joe Petty Jack were all of them locked up in coffins of black. And by came an angel who had a bright key, and he opened the coffins and set them all free. Down a green lane, leaping, laughing they run, wash in a river and shine in the sun. Oh, it's sun. Naked and white, all their bags left behind, they rise upon clouds and sport in the wind. And the angel told Tom if he'd be a good boy, he'd have got for his father to never one joy. And so Tom awoke and we rose in the dark, in God with our bags and our brushes to wear. Morning was cold, Tom was happy and warm, so he called on their duty, they need not be harmed.
Dennis, right there, the chimney sweep, before that, the Spike Drivers, a couple tracks by them, and a couple tracks by Walter Franco. It's Double Shot Friday.
Yeah, I think you posted on the blog the date that we're doing it, don't you?
The date that we're doing what?
The show? Do you do that?
The date is on there.
Yeah, it's sure. Friday night. But Jeremy has to work tomorrow.
Saturday morning, whichever you prefer.
Is it that late now?
Yeah, it's 12.
It's 12?
11 something. 12 something. Before that, the Spike Drivers. A couple tracks by them, Sometimes I Think, and Time Will Never Die. Before that, Walter Franco from Revolver. With Toke Fragile, Mame Dagua. I don't know. Walter Franco. Really good, though. And The Smack. Before that, with the Swalber. It's not. SWLA. Swabble. Slabber.
Slobber. Yeah. How many times can we say that?
Slabber.
People who are listening to this podcast are like, have these guys stopped talking about music? This is from Mad River's first album. It's called Wind Chimes.
Thank you. Someone in a crying hole. Just a song from long ago, when I lost my easy guys to the Harlem insect laws. I heard your bated moans in the passing cars and the swirling songs and the black man's moans through the walls and the saws and the cackling calls. You were there.
Just heard Tim Buckley from his commercially ill-fated record Star Sailor, the song Jungle Fire. Before that were three things in a row from the soundtrack to a movie called Libra by Triple Shot Friday by Philippe Besson, a French guy, and they were called Pour Suite, La Ville et Les Cosmonautes. And then before that was Mad River doing the song Wind Chimes. It's not a song, really. It's an instrumental.
Thanks for making that clear to everyone.
I wonder how many times I've done that on these shows.
It's been a few times. It's good. It's really important to remember the distinction between a song and an instrumental. Song has lyrics, instrumental does not.
Yes, see, Jeremy has learned well.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. You learned me. We're going to hear some Italian prog by a band called Hero. Pretty weird track. Crumbs of the Day. And that's about it. Actuala right there. With Aksak, parentheses, Zopo. I don't know what that means. For that, Parmigiani. With Pop Eclectic from 1968. Yeah, heard a little Pink Floyd in there. Not sure what else. Before that, Hero from Italy, Crumbs of a Day. And that was the whole set, pretty much.
Well, we're almost done with this episode of Black Sand, but I'm going to end it with Tony Conrad with Faust on the Outside the Dream Syndicate album, and we're going to listen to The Side of Man and Womankind.